Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne. How are you?
Good morning, Regina. Thanks again for listening.
Yes, I know. You know what, Roxanne? Today we've got a very special guest joining us.
Another returning guest.
I know. He was here. He actually helped us kick off the first of the year.
Yes, right? He did.
Mm-hmm. He's back. And he has spent his career helping leaders to step up, teams to thrive, and companies to grow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mouthful, right? So please welcome Wilton Bell, who is a seasoned professor of management principles at Victor Valley College.
Yes.
He's a corporate facilitator who has worked with Fortune 500 companies, and he's also the founder of his own management and leadership development consulting firm. We really had him here at the beginning of the year to talk to us about his highly regarded book, Manage People Better, right? Mm-hmm. And it's a must-read for first-time managers and experienced leaders alike. So, Wilton, we are happy to welcome you back again
welcome
to Conversations
back.
With Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you for having me.
And you know what, Roxanne? It's hard to believe, but we are halfway through the year.
I know. We've had so many great, great guests, and it's just full of information that we just love to share with our listeners here in the High Desert.
And so, what I'm excited about is Wilton is here today to kind of talk to us about summer, kind of about summer burnout. And you know, there is that information that we need, I guess, you know, about managing people through seasons, you know?
Okay, is there a difference?
Yes,
some people never really talk about that, yeah.
How we do that. So first of all, welcome to the show, Wilton.
Thank you.
Welcome
Thank
back.
You for joining us again. And let's just dive in. So is there such a thing as summer burnout?
Is it a different kind of burnout in general, or is it summer particular
it's
for the season?
It's mid-year, because, I mean, we think of summer as sun and fun, but when you're a manager, summer has its own set of challenges when you're managing people. So, yeah. There is a summer burnout, and one of the things is people tend to mentally check out and slow down in the summer due to heat, distractions, vacations. You got the little kiddies at home.
That does make sense.
Productivity can dip. So one thing I say is normalize the dip. Recognize that some slowdown is natural and it's temporary. Set micro goals. So engage your teams to break big goals into weekly summer sprints. And energy boosts. Suggest walking meetings, shorter check-ins, or outdoor team lunches to refresh energy. So that's when you want to bring in the food truck type of a thing. And recognition, this is a real good time to acknowledge and reward consistent performers, and especially during the slower energy season. So even a small shout out, weekly meeting can go a long way in boosting morale when people are dragging from the heat.
So this is kind of a way of managing summer burnout and maintaining motivation, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's really important because, again, we're halfway through the year, and summer, it just seems like our attention turns to all things outside, right? Outdoors.
Yes.
Right? And you know what, Wilton? People are, of course, taking vacations and, you know, just involved in other things. Kids are out of school, so life mm-hmm. at home changes a lot. So can you talk to me a little bit about how do we best manage time off without disrupting the workflow?
Well, managing time off without disruptions is very key. So vacation planning can become a logistical nightmare and cause teams resentment if not handled well. So here's some tips. Plan ahead. Encourage teams to submit vacation dates early and build a shared calendar. And then one of the things you want to do is cross-train. You don't want to do this just during the summer, but year-round. And what that is have team members shadow each other so work isn't pushed when someone's out. So you want to have, especially for key system and procedures, you want to have a backup plan. And respect boundaries. This is really important. Don't email or call your employees, no matter how much you want to do it, when they're on vacation, unless it's an emergency. So let your employees disconnect. Remember that. And then rotate responsibilities. So if you have an organization where the main office may be closed, but you have people in the field, have someone on call that's a point person out of the main office and communicate that to your employees so they know who to call if the office is closed. So a well-planned vacation schedule really avoids the classic scenario of where when two key members are gone at the same time and no one knows who's in place.
Right. That's all key good tip, information. Yeah. And it sounds like communication is really vital.
Very much so.
Yeah. So talk to us about something that's called leading seasonal and temporary workers. What is that?
Well, many companies bring in interns and temps during the summer. Often it's their first job and their first exposure to your industry. So some points is one of the things, onboard them like you mean it. So even temporary workers need a welcome, a clear job description, and someone to go to for help, and set clear expectations. Clarify what success looks like and how their work connects to the bigger picture. And recognition matters. Even though they're temporary and they may not feel as part of the group, praise and feedback will go a long way to help motivate them and make them part of your team. So include them in lunches and meetings and events. Remember, treating an intern like a valued contributor today could turn them into your best full-time employee next year. So make sure onboard them like you mean it.
So we need to be intentional.
Intentional.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Wilton, you know, we're halfway through the year, and so is this a time when businesses should be conducting mid-year check-ins and performance conversations? What does that look like?
And summer is the perfect time to realign goals and re-energize performance before the year-end rush. So whether you have a formal performance appraisal process in your organization, you're probably going to be checking in mid-year anyway, because that's usually when they ask you to do it. But even if it's informal, you don't have a formal process, it's a perfect time for check-in. And so some of the things you don't want to do, you don't want to wait for December. So a short check-in now can prevent surprises later, and keep it simple when you do on a check-in, especially if it's informal. What's going on? What's getting in your way? And most importantly, how can I help? So focus forward. Use this time to reframe goals and support developmental plans. And this is a time when you really want to adjust your expectations. So some of the goals set in January may need to be updated based on market shifts or internal changes. So I always say a quick 20-minute mid-year conversation can improve performance more than a formal annual review ever will.
Now, let me ask you something, because I heard you say three things that absolutely should be included in that performance conversation. Can you repeat that for me?
What's going on? What's going well?
Okay.
What's getting in your way? And then how can I help? That's the main thing. Always offering help and let them know.
And how can I help?
How can I help?
Okay.
Yes.
Now, I'm kind of curious about this, Roxanne, and I don't know where you shake out on
this,
but where are we right now, Wilton, with industry standards that are embracing flexibility? You know, and by that I mean, you know, people working remote or hybrid or kind of compressed schedules. What's the temperature or the climate of that, I guess, right now in the industry?
Well, I look at summertime as a great time to test out a new work arrangement. So this is maybe when you look at improving the employee's work-life balance. So you may start looking at flexibility where possible. So maybe half days on Fridays, remote work, compressed schedules. Usually most companies will start doing a half day on Friday or a full day on Friday. So measure outcomes, not hours. And that's when you start working, having people work from home and they're not in your presence. So focus on the results rather than the time at the desk. And that's where people usually lose it in terms of going to a hybrid situation and not wanting to do it. And trust and accountability. So give people autonomy, then hold them for their, you know, hold them to the results, and avoid favoritism, of course. Be clear and consistent with your flexibility. Mm-hmm. When you give people freedom to work, when and where they're most effective, the work usually improves.
I agree there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a question, Wilton. Since we are in summer, and you mentioned summer burnout, do you have any advice for employees who are coming back from vacation to get back into that work mode? Because I know for some, if you take like a long vacation, it's kind of a little bit hard to get back into the schedule, the routine. Do you have any advice on that?
Well, understand that. Exactly what you said. It takes them a little moment when they come back from vacation. It's sort of like as they're going into vacation, productivity tends to dip. So when they come back, give them a chance, depending on how long they're gone, give them a little time to readjust. And you can do some team building summer activities, natural opportunities to bond and boost their cohesion during the summer. So hopefully when they come back, they're not so far away if they took the vacation and happened to be there during the time. So fun doesn't need a budget. So host potlucks, outdoor games. This is when you do the chili cook-off or the bake-off. There's always someone in the office that say, I can make this or I can make that. In my classroom, I have two students and they're having a bake-off because they both decide that they can bake better than the other. I'm the recipient of the goodies, though, so that's a good thing. So use hybrid-friendly events. Remember, if you have online people, do online trivia, virtual coffee chats, and include the online workers. So just remember, if you're doing something, a 30-minute team activity once a month, whether in person or online, can break tension and build trust.
And that's also, you're building, like you said, building that team, but also motivation and, you know, just creating the type of culture and environment where people are engaged and enjoy the work that they're doing, right? Which is hugely important.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. You know, talk to me a little bit about communicating across generations and cultures.
Well, we have...
Especially with our Gen Zers.
Okay. We've heard so many different stories where it's hard to get Gen Z motivated.
Yes.
It's a very different generation in the workplace. You know, they don't get along with other, you know, maybe older people. Yeah. Tell any new information on that? Or?
Yeah, summer often brings younger workers. Those are those temporary workers who expect different communication styles and feedback. So the Gen X, one of the things Gen X values is purpose, inclusion, quick feedback, and growth opportunities. So be clear and direct. So use short, action-oriented messages and coach them. Don't micromanage them. So guide them with context, not control. And you can learn from them. So Gen X often has great ideas on tech. Definitely, I know my son, I use him as tech support whenever he comes home. Process improvement. So it's a great time. So if you invest time in coaching younger workers now, they'll give you fresh ideas and loyalty later.
So is there kind of a difference? And that all is great information. I think even as parents, we can use that.
Yeah.
But is there a difference between the Gen Xer and the Gen Z?
Yes.
The class of 2025, are they part of Generation X?
I don't know off the top of my head.
I'm going to look that up.
Yeah. Okay. Look that up and see what they are.
Yes.
But definitely any generation that's younger than me, younger than I am right now, definitely you have to look and see how to coach them, how to manage them. And one of the things that I teach in the book is just that, how to coach and manage different generations. Because they're different things. Their values, they get the work done, but their values are not the same as our values in terms of what they value in terms of working and having that fair work-life balance. That's one of the things that they definitely look for.
Right. What'd you find, Roxanne?
I'm looking for the class specifically of 2025, not babies born in 2025. we're keep checking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There was one thing I did want to round back to, and that was team building and culture in the summer. How is it really different from any other time of the year?
Well, because you're dealing with the heat, people checking out, people either getting ready to go on vacation, so their productivity may slow down, coming back from productivity, as Roxanne said, they're trying to get back in the game. So you have to do things during this lower energy period of time to really kind of keep it going. The one thing, as I said, expect a slowdown. It's temporary.
Okay.
Don't side-eye your employees when they're going on vacation. If you plan well, then it won't be an issue, and everyone's expecting, knows what to expect type of a thing.
So. Right, and then being consistent as an organization, right, to know that we've got, you know, this mid-year check-in or, you know, mid-year performance conversations, as you call them, right? Be consistent with that, and that's important, right?
That is the key. Consistency in managing people is the key. So one of the things, as I mentioned, being fair and firm, being consistent. Employees are always looking to see how you treat each other, their coworkers. So you want to be consistent and fair, definitely when you're doing vacation time. Usually it's by seniority who gets the best date. So if you put it out there and give them a time limit to start giving you the date, it's by seniority. So if, you know, employee A wants week number 8 during the summer or week number 9 or whatever, look at the seniority. That's usually the determining factor, and people will accept that as a sense of fairness.
Great.
Generation Z, Gen Z. Yeah.
So the class of 2025 is part of Generation Z.
Are now in high school and college, yes.
Okay.
So those are the kids that we're talking about.
Those are the kids that we're talking about, exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know what, Wilton, this has been really great information that you shared with us. I think it helps to kind of put things in perspective because we're in that season now.
Yeah, and especially maybe for new managers who have just been promoted or getting into that role, these are great tips. And just to remember that, which is something that I learned too. I didn't really think that burnt out, like I thought it was just in general, like overall, not specifically into seasons, but this is great information.
Yeah. And so
is there a fall burnout too? or at the end of the year, you know, you could be stressed about things going on. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's also a big thing.
No, definitely. In my career, you have that lull between Thanksgiving and Christmas where people they're focused on the holidays. They're focused to the end of the year.
They're tuned
out,
right?
Same thing. The weather changes. Daylight saving time. It gets darker earlier. So we tend to be like bears and want to hibernate and do that. So, but in summary, allow the employees to disconnect. Know it's a natural thing. Plan for it. You'll be okay. And be supportive of your employees going on vacation. As I said, don't side-eye them. Let them disconnect. If you plan well, you can minimize any disruption. And most importantly, most of all, enjoy the summer.
Enjoy the summer.
Yes.
So, Wilton, thank you so much for coming in and sharing. You've always given us really good, insightful, and it really is comprehensive. I mean, you know, it's very
thank you.
Layman's kind of terms.
Absolutely.
You know, you make it really, really easy to grab a hold to these practices. And so if someone is interested, because I know you've been doing some work around the High Desert with some of our nonprofit organizations and smaller businesses, and if someone is interested in learning more or reaching out because they may have a need, how can they do that?
Or to get your book, too, Wilton.
Yeah, my book is available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, or any major online book reseller. So it's Manage People Better by Wilton Bell. You can find it there. And you can reach me at Wilton.Bell@gmail.com. That's Wilton, W-I-L-T-O-N. Bell@gmail.com, or you can call me. I'll pick up the phone, area code 818-384-5076. We'll love to work with your organization because, as I always say, we all can learn how to manage people better.
Manage people better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for coming in.
Glad to be here.
And I guess, Roxanne, we're going to have him back when the season changes.
Exactly.
So we know how to
getting him back into fall, maybe talking about our new class of 2025, getting into the work world.
Yes, I would be happy to. It's always a pleasure seeing both of you. It's always, I love what you do here in High Desert. This is how we get our information. So thank you both for doing what you do.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We're going to be busy for the next few days as we get ready for the 4th of July and so many different events going on across the High Desert. Let's take a look at a few of them on our community calendar, and you can always check out our community calendar and Facebook page for more information. Multiple locations across the community will host fireworks shows and Independence Day events throughout June and July. The 20th annual Spring Valley Lake Fireworks Show kicks off a series of Independence Day themed events across the High Desert and mountain communities. This popular display is open to Spring Valley Lake members and guests, with the show beginning around 9 p.m. on June 28th. Photo membership IDs are required to attend the event inside Spring Valley Lake property. The Lucerne Valley Freedom Festival is scheduled from 5 to 9 p.m. on June 28th at Pioneer Park. Food, vendors, artisans, games, a beer garden, and much more, with their fireworks show beginning at 9 p.m. The mountain community of Crestline is gearing up for their 47th annual Jamboree Days over the Independence Day weekend, too. The festivities begin at 10 a.m. on July 5th with the Crestline Vibes 2025 themed Jamboree Days Parade. The Lake Gregory Company will again host the free annual Jamboree Days fireworks celebration over the lake at 9 p.m. The Lucerne Valley Independence Day Parade is scheduled at 9 a.m. on July 4th and will travel on Highway 18 from Trade Post Road to Cafe Pioneer Park. The Town of Apple Valley will host 27th annual 4th of July Freedom Festival from 4 to 9:30 p.m. on July 4th at the Lenny Brewster Sports Center. Live entertainment, food, retail vendors, and much more, and their fireworks show begins at 9 p.m. Blankets and chairs are suggested, and pets smoking outside alcohol are prohibited at the event. The city of Barstow will host its 28th annual fireworks spectacular from 5 to 9 p.m. on July 4th at Robert A. Sessions Memorial Sports Park. The fireworks show starts at approximately 9 p.m. The Arrowhead Lake Association's fireworks spectacular over the lake begins at 9 p.m. also on July 4th. And the Silver Lakes Association will host its Independence Day celebration from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on July 5th at North Beach. Their fireworks show begins at dusk. The event is open to SLA residents and their guests with photo IDs. And the City of Victorville will host its annual fireworks spectacular on July 4th at the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds on 7th Street in Victorville. The fairground gates open at 4 p.m. with a fireworks show starting at 9 p.m. The free 4th of July fireworks spectacular explodes over Big Bear Lake on July 4th, and their fireworks show starts between 8:45 p.m. and 9:15. Their annual Big Bear Lake Independence Day Fair opens at 10 a.m. on July 4th, with the festivities continuing through 6 p.m. The Newberry Springs CSD and Chamber of Commerce will host their 3rd of July celebration from 4 to 9:30 p.m. on July 3rd at Community Park on Newberry Road. The fireworks show there begins at 9 p.m. All dates and times are subject to change. And remember, in the high desert, all fireworks are illegal except in Adelanto, Barstow, and Needles, where the safe and sane variety is allowed, according to CAL FIRE. Enjoy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next weekend. We're going to be busy for the next few days as we get ready for the 4th of July and so many different events going on across the high desert. Let's take a look at a few of them on our community calendar, and you can always check out our community calendar and Facebook page for more information. Multiple locations across the community will host fireworks shows and Independence Day events throughout June and July. The 20th annual Spring Valley Lake Fireworks Show kicks off a series of Independence Day themed events across the high desert and mountain communities. This popular display is open to Spring Valley Lake members and guests, with the show beginning around 9 p.m. on June 28th. Photo membership IDs are required to attend the event inside Spring Valley Lake property. The Lucerne Valley Freedom Festival is scheduled from 5 to 9 p.m. on June 28th at Pioneer Park. Food, vendors, artisans, games, a beer garden, and much more, with their fireworks show beginning at 9 p.m. The mountain community of Crestline is gearing up for their 47th annual Jamboree Days over the Independence Day weekend, too. The festivities begin at 10 a.m. on July 5th with the Crestline Vibes 2025-themed Jamboree Days Parade. The Lake Gregory Company will again host the free annual Jamboree Days fireworks celebration over the lake at 9 p.m. The Lucerne Valley Independence Day Parade is scheduled at 9 a.m. on July 4th and will travel on Highway 18 from Trade Post Road to Cafe Pioneer Park. The Town of Apple Valley will host the 27th annual 4th of July Freedom Festival from 4 to 9:30 p.m. on July 4th at the Lenny Brewster Sports Center. Live entertainment, food, retail vendors, and much more, and their fireworks show begins at 9 p.m. Blankets and chairs are suggested, and pets smoking outside alcohol are prohibited at the event. The City of Barstow will host its 28th annual fireworks spectacular from 5 to 9 p.m. on July 4th at Robert A. Sessions Memorial Sports Park. The fireworks show starts at approximately 9 p.m. The Arrowhead Lake Association's fireworks spectacular over the lake begins at 9 p.m. also on July 4th. And the Silver Lakes Association will host its Independence Day celebration from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. on July 5th at North Beach. Their fireworks show begins at dusk. The event is open to SLA residents and their guests with photo IDs. And the City of Victorville will host its annual fireworks spectacular on July 4th at the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds on 7th Street in Victorville. The fairground gates open at 4 p.m. with their fireworks show starting at 9 p.m. The free 4th of July fireworks spectacular explodes over Big Bear Lake on July 4th, and their fireworks show starts between 8:45 p.m. and 9:15. Their annual Big Bear Lake Independence Day Fair opens at 10 a.m. on July 4th, with the festivities continuing through 6 p.m. The Newberry Springs CSD and Chamber of Commerce will host their 3rd of July celebration from 4 to 9:30 p.m. on July 3rd at Community Park on Newberry Road. The fireworks show there begins at 9 p.m. All dates and times are subject to change. And remember, in the high desert, all fireworks are illegal except in Adelanto, Barstow, and Needles, where the safe and sane variety is allowed, according to CAL FIRE. Enjoy, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.